case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the podcast right now.
Lucky Anne and Maddie joining you this morning. Also joining us is the man in charge. You know, we've gone into lockdown. It's a little bit different than what it's been previous times, Lockie. So I thought it'd be a good chance to get our lovely mayor, Dan, on the phone. Good morning.
Hey, Maddie and Lockie, how are things?
We're doing good. How are you doing? Apparently you went to the Forge, so you're in isolation.
I know, totally in iso, as they say, huh?
How are you coping with it?
I never realised how much I enjoyed going to the supermarket.
Yeah. Totally understandable. And obviously, you know, a lot of people have questions at the moment about the COVID situation. It's probably a good time to ask you. What are your sort of feelings on how Ballarat is doing at the moment? Are you confident that it's going to be 7 days and that we can get through this quickly?
I'll start with the last one first, the 7 days bit. Look, we're hopeful, but on the same token, I think that we've all been through this pandemic over the last 18 months, that we're sort of also a level of cynicism, really, too, where you think, yeah, I mean, there's sort of all those jokes about, you know, how the hardest, the first 3 weeks are the hardest part of the 7 day lockdown.
Yeah.
Look, hopefully it's nowhere near that bad, but we won't know for a couple more days yet. I guess it's 7 days for now, but the reason why Ballarat went to lockdown in the first place is because there's a bit more mystery around some of this, in the sense that the wastewater detections were well before even the exposure sites had been listed. So it's possibly been floating around our community for, you know, a week or week and a half. And I guess that's why we need everyone to get out and get tested right now, because there's a bit of nervousness that it could get bigger before it gets better. But on the same token, look, you know, you're also asking how people are faring. Oh, I reckon there's been a fair bit of fatigue. You know, this is effectively lockdown number 8 for us. So, you know, people are a bit tired. But you also see pretty quickly people bounce back and get, you know, energetic and resilient and, you know, ready to fight and take this thing on, which I think is great as well.
Yeah, definitely. So there's a big call to get tested. I know that there's already kilometre-long lines at some of the testing sites this morning. We are opening up more. What's your message to anyone who's maybe sitting in the car waiting to get tested today?
Well, first of all, you're awesome and we appreciate it, because I'd be really worried if no one showed up. I spent just under 2 hours myself in the testing queue yesterday at the Skipton Street one. And people were, you know, pretty good. I mean, of course, you know, we want to go through fast if we can. We're setting up some more sites at the moment as well. So the Victoria Park will be a huge one too. So people will have seen, you know, the helicopter shots of a whole bunch of other, you know, towns around Australia with those huge marquees. Well, we've got one just looks like that too. I've had some photos sent through to me from work overnight to set up these huge marquees in Victoria Park in the centre of town. That should allow for one way in, and it could be, you know, allows double lane traffic all the way through, and that will be hopefully a fairly efficient one. So that's open from 9 till 8 o'clock tonight. We'll later on today have a couple of others set up as well too. So we'll have the Ballarat Aquatic and Lifestyle Centre, so the swimming pool, indoor pool. We'll have a walk-in testing site from 10 o'clock onwards. And there's also another one over near sort of the CE Brown Reserve as part of, you know, sort of behind Mars Stadium as part of the Sports and Event Centre at 4 o'clock. So that one isn't available yet, but will be later on today. So there's been a lot of work throughout the night to set these things up. So probably the main one for Ballarat will eventually become the Victoria Park testing site.
Yeah, and obviously long lines to get tested, but what is also really promising is the long lines to get vaccinated as well. I was down at the McHugh yesterday, got my second vaccination, and there's so many people down there as well. And Renee on our Instagram, she's asking, when does it look likely that Ballarat's going to be hit 80% of the first dose of vaccines?
Yeah, it's about 71% now of first dose. We have been increasing at the rate of around about 4% per week, although this lockdown will probably accelerate that. So we're probably a couple of weeks away from hitting that 80% of people who will be first vaccinated. And then it's usually 6 weeks or so from that is when everyone's double vaxxed. So that could actually, you know, sometime over 6 to 8 weeks, we could be, you know, approaching that 80% magic figure of people being fully vaccinated, which, you know, is still a fair haul away, 8 weeks. It's, you know, about middle of November. But there's some light there at the end of the tunnel, and we keep on hearing from the state government that we're giving it the 70% target, which is several weeks away before we get everyone fully vaxxed to that, then that could be another milestone for us too. So we've got a couple more months ahead of us yet. But we're a resilient bunch, and I think everyone's doing a great job. So, the more people we get out vaccinated, the better. So, great job getting your second vax yesterday.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Dan, thank you so much for joining us. Stay safe. Hopefully you keep a bit sane while you're isolating at home and you're all good. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks for that, guys. Take care.